Can God be blamed for unanswered prayers? Learn the truth about getting your prayers answered on today's Believer's Voice of Victory with Kenneth Copeland and special guest Jerry Savelle. Now, here's Kenneth.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and I'm going to tell you something, and I don't ever want you to forget it as long as you live. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is alive. He is at the right hand of God Almighty on high. He ever makes intercession for us. He is on the throne, and prayer changes things.
Amen.
Don't ever forget that. I don't care what the rest of the world says. Oh, my Brother Copeland, they don't believe that at our church. Well, we ain't in your church. Now, here, you listen to me. This has to become absolutely indelibly burned into your spirit, praise God, because God never changes. And if anybody's going to change, it's going to be you and me. So, Father, we thank you. We give you praise and honor on this broadcast today.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Jerry, God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
I'll tell you what, I get so thrilled and excited when I talk about the things that you and I have seen God do over the last 40 plus years. Mm-hmm. It's just been a magnificent thing. Most people don't know, number one, the value of the written word. They don't know that this is alive and it's God speaking to us.
Right.
They don't understand how dangerous strife and unforgiveness is. And they don't know that God intended and planned for every prayer every Christian ever prayed to come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, if two of you will agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which
right.
is in heaven.
Right.
So, that was His plan. And when you begin to understand these things, one of the biggest things, Jerry, that ever came into my life, I heard Brother Hagin say this. He prayed this prayer. He said, Father, I'm missing it somewhere. This should have already come to pass. Where have I missed it? You can't miss it. Yeah. Your word says, and then he quoted the word.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not you holding out on me.
Right.
You're not wrong. You're trying to get this to me. Reveal to me, sir, where I am missing this. It absolutely changed my entire way of thinking mm-hmm. about prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And it became a major point, a major fixed place in my life forever.
Yeah.
That you pray something, that ought not take 5 years for it to come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was reading yesterday out of your book, it came to pass 24 hours when you got it in line with the Word
right.
of God and found out before God what his plan and method is here.
Mm-hmm. Like Brother Hagin used to say, if you prepare to stand forever, it won't take very long.
Won't take you very long.
Yeah.
But when you flip that over the other way, it just doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not God. God's not to blame for this. It ought to be coming out of your mouth all the time. I find no fault in you.
Right.
You're not my problem. You're my answer. You love me. You gave yourself for me. And your grace is mine. And I'm hanging on to it with all I have. And I receive direction and protection and correction and deliverance, and I thank you for it.
Mm-hmm.
And just stay there all the time.
Yeah. What do you think, Brother Copeland, that this made such an impact on you back then? And it totally revolutionized your thinking. Now, of course, you heard Oral Roberts and Kenneth Hagin. I heard you. You know, you were teaching what you'd learned from them, and of course, what the Lord had added to that. And the same thing that happened to you happened to me. But what's the difference? Why doesn't it happen to everybody?
Yeah, well, in the first place, you go back to Hebrews 11. He that comes to God must believe
yeah.
that He is, but it don't stop there.
Mm-hmm.
And that He is the rewarder of those that diligently seek Him.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things right. will be added to you. When a person only uses God as an escape hatch, an escape way, how to get out of this thing, mm-hmm. in the first place, it's very seldom that that ever works. And so finally, it's like a guy Charles Capps talking about it, and the guy said, what are we going to do? And the other fellow said, let's pray. He said, has it come to that?
Yeah.
You know? And, yeah. But when you put prayer first, and you put yeah. God first, and you put His Word first, then as He reveals things to you, Brother Hagin used to say, it's the Word you're excited about that works for you.
Mm-hmm.
You get excited about something that's been revealed to you, right. not just because it's been preached to you.
Right.
You took hold of this thing and you totally immersed yourself in it until there was revelation that came in it. Revelation knowledge is not hindered by natural man's failure.
Mm-hmm.
It is a direct communication between the Father by the Holy Ghost into your spirit, His Spirit to your spirit, and it comes as a knowing. It comes as a conviction.
Yeah.
It comes most of the time, it's not a big explosive kind of thing. It's that inward thing that's more supernatural than anything you're ever going to have in your whole life.
Yeah.
It's God being God right inside you.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a manifestation of the Greek word zoe, which is translated saved, salvation. It's translated healing.
Mm-hmm.
It's translated deliverance. It's translated prosperous, to be prosperous in your health, to be prosperous in your mind, to be prosperous in your finances and so forth. It stands as a dividing line between you and the destruction in the world.
Yeah.
And it's so strong
mm-hmm.
that you see more on the inside than you do on the outside.
Yeah.
The first
becomes more real to you.
It's more real to you. Mm-hmm. And the reality that it already belongs to you, whatever it is, when we went into this ministry, Jerry, we needed everything. I didn't have anything.
Yeah.
No clothes. My old car was so shot, that thing, man, I prayed in the spirit every mile we drove it, mm-hmm. you know. And God helped us with it.
Right.
But we needed everything. And I remember when I first got revelation that I could have $500, I was driving that old car,
mm-hmm.
and that hit me. I had Brother Hagin's tapes on prayer and faith in my car, a little Martel reel-to-reel battery-operated yeah. tape player. It's about this big. And I finally got to where I could wind that thing with one hand, but it was sitting there playing, and it hit me. The revelation that I could have $500. Man, it was explosive in me.
Yeah.
I had at that moment $500. It wasn't like I was wanting $500, needing $500 anymore. I had it, and I knew it. And it is in here. And when it came, it wasn't a shock.
Yeah.
But I possessed it.
It was the Word that produced that.
It was the Word that produced that revelation
yeah.
in me.
Yeah.
Now, there are those that will copy us. They see that, mm-hmm. and they want to do that.
Yeah.
So they just, okay, I'll do that too. Well, that's fine. But you have to, and it'll work. But it won't continue to work.
Yeah.
Because unbelief will weave its way in there. You have to be consistent about it. The Lord said to Gloria one day, in consistency lies the power.
Yeah.
I found out later that's the meaning of the Greek word that's translated patience.
Mm-hmm.
To be constantly, consistently the same way all the time. You, and once you take hold of this, we ain't changing this. This is right. the way it is.
Right.
And you just stay there and stay there and stay there, and it'll start coming up on the inside of you. It's one of the hardest things to explain to somebody who's never experienced mm-hmm. it.
Well, you know, I look back and at myself, and of course, the things that you and Gloria were going through when you first got a hold of this, started getting a hold of Brother Hagin's tapes, was very similar to what Carol and I were going through a few years later.
Uh-huh.
And I could identify with it because our backgrounds were similar in some respects.
And you needed everything.
Well, I needed everything, but
I think
the reason that this had such an impact on me, when I first went into it, I was looking for more than just a need getting met. I was looking for a life change.
Yeah, I was too.
And obviously, you know, I had a lot of needs. I had impossible things I was faced with, but I wasn't just trying to get a need met. I knew I needed my life changed. And what I was learning from the Word was not only changing my life, but causing my needs to be met.
Yeah, yeah.
It was changing the way I looked at life, the way I approached life, the way I lived life. And all of a sudden now, this became the most important thing in my life. You know, like Paul said, you know, the things that were of great value to me at one time, he said, they're but dung compared to the excellency of the knowledge of Christ.
Listen to
that's the way it became to me.
Listen to the words of the 112th Psalm, which is the profile of a prosperous believer. The very first thing that it says is, praise ye the Lord, blessed. Now, the blessing of Abraham is ours through Christ Jesus, and that's the gospel. Mm-hmm. That's where everything is in that blessing. Blessed is the man that highly reverences the Lord and delighteth greatly in His commandments.
Right.
Now, you find through here, you find places where it says, and he despised the Word.
Mm-hmm.
Esau despised his birthright. He despised the blessing. The word despise simply means he gave it no credit or worth.
No value to it.
Yeah. So now here's a man that greatly values his commandments. His seed is mighty upon the earth, and the generation of the upright shall be blessed. This man's life blessed a whole generation of people. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Here's a man that wealth and riches is in his house, and his righteousness is intact.
Yeah.
So that's
He's wealthy and in right standing with God.
At the same time. And so that's totally different from what the whole religious world thinks. But now this man is so consistent. He is so steady. He is so locked into the Word that he's not afraid of evil tidings. His heart is established. He'll not be afraid. He has dispersed. He's given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever, and his horn will be exalted with honor. So here's a man that is consistently, constantly on the Word of God. He delights in what God said. David said, And I'm convinced that this psalm is a picture of David, that he delights greatly in whatever God says because that's what he's going to do, and that's the way he's going to think.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't stay in there long enough to renew your mind, you're not going to be transformed.
No.
And that's what where people fail. You and I have seen it. Of people who get in the meetings, get on the Word, and then here, after a while, they gone somewhere else, mm-hmm. and they over on something else. And let me ask you this, and we've seen this over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Have you? I know I haven't. Have you ever seen someone that got on the Word of faith and took it and stood on it and began to practice it and pray in line with it, that got off of it and started doing something else, not away from God,
mm-hmm.
but a different way of life, and religious life more most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen one of them that was successful?
No.
I never have.
They go backwards, not forwards.
Yeah, it, And it's not because it's our group.
Yeah.
It's because of the Word and staying consistent on the Word and allowing the Word to change it.
Mm-hmm.
So we change to fit the Word. We don't try to change the Word to fit what we want to do, think, and say.
Right.
Now, that's a long way around of answering that. But the whole thing gets right down to action on the Word is what brings results.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just thinking about it. It's not just doing it all of a sudden when you just, I'm going to say something by faith because I'm in trouble here for a moment. No,
yeah.
You say something by faith all day, every day, and you put right. a watch over your mouth. Don't let anything else come out of there.
Yeah. And once again, it becomes lifestyle, not just something you do to get a need met, but it's your life now. It's the way you think. It's the way you act. It's the way you approach life.
Jerry, this is a double thing. God said this to Joshua. Now, this man's going into combat tomorrow. The last time he was over there, this is the biggest people he had ever seen in his life were there.
Mm-hmm.
There was enough over there across that river to just scare the daylights out of anybody, particularly after 40 years of thinking about it. And after the devil embellished it, you know how he does. He makes a big deal out of nothing, but you don't have any mental way of fighting that kind of thing. But the Word way will cast it out of your life. But what'd God tell him to do? Now he's going to war tomorrow.
Yeah.
And God said, you think about me.
Mm-hmm.
You meditate in my Word day and night. You get me on your mind.
Yeah.
Don't you think about anything. And then he commanded him to be courageous and strong and so forth. You get your mind on me, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you be thinking about them giants. I'm the giant around here.
Yeah.
Don't you be thinking about them people over there. Don't be thinking about the devil. I'm the hard case here.
Yeah.
I'm the one you got to deal with. You work for me. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, man, it's serious. It's midnight. And his mind has got a lot of things trying to get his attention. And God said, you meditate on me. You think about me when the sun comes up and when the sun goes down. You go to bed thinking about me.
Yeah.
You get up thinking about me. If you get up in the middle of the night, you call out my name. You live on me. You think on me. You talk on me. And this man wasn't even born again.
Mm-hmm.
But it worked.
Yeah.
He got his mind on God, and God said, you will be prosperous in everything you do.
Yeah.
In other words, everything you touch is going to win.
Mm-hmm.
I am planning on you going over there and kicking the slats out of somebody. Don't you be thinking about them. You be thinking about me.
Mm-hmm.
That did it for me.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that back there. I had a failure complex. Everything I'd ever done before flopped and failed. I thought it was because I was incapable of success.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't it at all.
No.
Everything I was trying to do was outside of the will of God. God has a plan for, the scripture says, every one of us members of the body of Christ, he has a plan. And it's not for failure. It's for good. He said it in Jeremiah.
Yeah.
He said, my plans for you and your future are outstanding.
Yeah.
So now what's God doing? He's always bumping you towards his plan. He's trying to get you out of that mess you're in.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't look at it like that. You think he's the one causing a failure. Well, in a way he is, but he's trying to get you in something far greater than all of this. So I failed at all of these things, but the only reason I was doing them was for my own gratification, my own ideas, my own, I wasn't seeking first the kingdom. Mm-hmm. I'm seeking first Kenneth.
Mm-hmm.
God's a nice guy. I've always believed that. Jesus is a wonderful person.
Mm-hmm.
But right now I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Well, you run into him, particularly if someone is praying for you, interceding for you, like my mother was. She dedicated me to Jesus the day they handed me to her. So he's bumping me towards his plan all the time, which is marvelous thing,
mm-hmm.
But I didn't know it.
Far greater than anything you've come up with.
Oh, yeah. Now, finally, When I began to meditate on Him day and night and meditate on His Word, I learned some things about meditating the Word from you that just really did something for me. You were talking about meditation in the Word of God when you read the Scripture, and you said, now, wealth and riches shall be in His house, and His righteousness endures forever, as an example.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this guy delights greatly in the commandments. I delight greatly in the commandments. So, wow, God's no respecter of persons. How does this change my life?
Yeah.
How do I see myself? I saw myself as a flop and a failure. I saw myself broke for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. I saw myself in debt and no way to get out. I mean, that was just life. In my mind, there was this way of thinking that was in my mind. If I shut my eyes, that's what I saw. But this changes that.
Yeah.
How does this change my life? Huh. Now that I'm wealth and riches are in my house and my righteousness endures forever, wow. Not, oh, maybe I can be that someday. No. This is God's Word. Mm. This changes my way of thinking. Now, when you do that and you start meditating on that and you begin to think about that, by His stripes you were healed. Well, now, how's that change my life now I know I'm healed? And you begin to think that way. It begins to change the thoughts and the ideas in your mind. You begin to renew your mind and you're transformed according to what the Word says.
Of course, the impact that has on your prayer life, when you meditate what James said.
Changes everything.
The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Now you're thinking, hey,
yeah.
Like I heard you say back there 42 years ago, man, I'm going to be a praying dude now.
Well, my first thought was I read that Scripture and I thought, man, if I could ever get to be righteous, think what I could do in prayer.
But then when you discovered, hey, I am the righteousness of God. Now
He's
you think,
made me the righteousness of God.
Yeah, now you think, man, my prayers avail much. And then the Amplified makes available tremendous power dynamic in its working.
That's the kind of ability
we have in prayer.
Now, out of that, what happens? Revelation. Mm-hmm. Now, so that's what we're both getting to here.
Yeah.
You just keep doing that, and all of a sudden you see yourself in it. And that's when you're sitting in church. And somebody said, whoa, Myrtle, did you see that? She said, I didn't see nothing. What? Heard the same message at the same time. One of them saw something.
Mm-hmm.
You saw it on the inside. And then you get excited, and it's the words you get excited about that'll work for you.
Yeah.
But the consistent meditation in it, talking it, speaking it, not allowing yourself to think or speak anything else, locking into it like that, it ain't doesn't take long to do it. It begins to change everything.
And we're out of time. Let the Word be the foundation for every endeavor.
Amen. I'm going to get us a better clock. We need to slow this
that
thing down.
It's too fast.
Brother Jerry and I'll be back in just a moment.
Every prayer you pray can be a winning prayer. God has given us the playbook with all the rules of the game to teach you the right prayer for the right time. To be effective in prayer, as in sports, you have to use the proper equipment and guidelines. You don't have to try to figure out if you're praying by the right rules anymore. You can know how to pray correctly. The Call to Prayer package will help you learn. For more than 44 years, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have been putting God's Word into practice, and they've developed a lifestyle of faith and prayer that works. Their latest Lifeline kit, How to Get Your Prayers Answered, is an in-depth 10-day spiritual action plan designed to help you move from basic to world-changing prayer. Spiritual MVP and longtime fellow minister Dr. Jerry Savelle has written The Prayer of Petition. It is your hands-on guide to the prayer that gets results and your tool to stopping opposition. This winning team is here to coach you to victory. It's time to get your prayers answered every time. Prayer is the foundation of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and now you can draw from over 40 years of ministry experience from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland on this life-changing subject. If you want prayers that get results, then go online and order your Call to Prayer package today. This power pack set is available at a 35% savings for just $29. The Call to Prayer package will change your prayer life and give you the foundation for effective prayer. Receive an additional product discount at 48-hour processing when you order online.
Now, let's apply what Brother Jerry has been talking about here and what we've been discussing. Let's apply this to Romans chapter 10. The righteousness which is of faith. Now, people think righteousness comes from just doing good for a long time. Mm-hmm. No. The moment you accept Jesus as the Lord of your life, when you are born again, the Scripture says, you were made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So now what people have confused is righteousness with holiness. Holiness comes from the Word, and it's developed. It's a way of life and so forth. Now then, which is of faith, righteousness speaks on this wise. Don't say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven to bring Christ down? Or who will descend into the deep to bring Christ again from the dead? And most religious people pray that all the time. Mm-hmm. Oh, come down here and do this. Oh, you know. Yeah. He said, no, don't say that. Don't pray mm-hmm. that. What does it say? It says, faith says the Word is nigh you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the Word of faith which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and He's been raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And then it comes on, yeah, but don't, yeah, but nothing. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Right.
Now, if you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord, do it right now. Just say, oh God in heaven, I believe with all my heart, Jesus has been raised from the dead. Pray it out loud. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. I repent of sin. I repent of and renounce the devil. I repent of and renounce the past. You're my Lord. You're my Savior. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. If you prayed that with me, I mean, let us know about it. I'll send you this little book. He did it all for you. It'll get you started studying and reading your Bible. We'll see you tomorrow. Remember, Jesus is the Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They would like to send you some free information to help you get started in your new life in Christ. Request your free salvation package on our website at kcm.org. A book, He Did It All for You, and a brochure on how to study your Bible. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right.